Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest.
We've got comedian and actor Flula Borg on the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Good morning, it's Daily Scramble Live. Just say Flula Borg, Flula Borg,
Flula Borg,
Flula Borg, Flula Borg. Yes, we'll catch up with last night's Supermoon and more on the Pope's visit to America.
And Flula was in Pitch Perfect 2, if you don't know. He also has tons of viral YouTube videos. He's going to be at the Irvine Improv on Wednesday. What a strange man. I'm looking forward to speaking with him.
Flula Borg.
On KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
Last night, people around the world watched the skies to observe a rare celestial event. A lunar eclipse coincided with a so-called supermoon. A supermoon occurs when the moon is in the closest part of its elliptical orbit to Earth, meaning it appears larger in the sky. And the eclipse was visible in North America, South America, West Africa, and Western Europe. In Laguna, the moon, which appeared a deep, fiery red and about 8% larger than usual, rose in the east around 6:40 p.m. and disappeared behind the clouds at the eclipse peak an hour later. And as the eclipse waned at 8 p.m., viewers retreated to another hour of the spectacle, which was visible without special equipment. Hundreds of people gathered on higher ground to watch the event, which was last observed in 1982 and won't come again until 2033. Did you watch the moon?
I did watch the moon. I was up on Alta Laguna Park there.
You drove up there to see it?
Yeah, it was great. It was like a little festival. A load of people up there, all howling at the moon.
The Supermoon Fest.
Supermoon Fest. Yeah, it was good fun. We watched the moon. It disappeared, and it came back, and we went home.
Let's look at some news outside the Laguna bubble this morning. Pope Francis has celebrated a large open-air mass in Philadelphia, ending his six-day visit to the U.S., He appealed for unity and family love as thousands of people gathered at the city's Benjamin Franklin Parkway. Earlier, the pontiff prayed with a group of victims of child sexual abuse, saying God weeps for their suffering. Clergy and bishops abusing children would be held accountable, he said.
It must be a metaphor. God weeps. God's not actually literally weeping, is he?
No, I'm pretty sure it's a metaphor.
Yeah.
Very astute, Jason.
Very strange thing to say about God, because if God weeps, then God probably scratches. God's scratching. God's itchy. I don't know. It seems like a silly thing to say, but I do love the Pope.
In June, the Pope approved the creation of a tribunal to hear cases of bishops accused of covering up child abuse. But survivors advocacy groups expressed some skepticism at whether the Pope's words would lead to any change. What are you laughing about?
I'm sorry. God belched the news. Sorry, it's early in the morning.
Let's look at news from Spain today.
It's completely tickled me, the idea of God doing human things like that. God complained of having a stone in his shoe this morning. It's so silly. God weeped. God wept. God wept but cheered himself up with a haircut.
All right.
Sorry, we're in the middle of the news, listener, if you just tuned in. This is the news we're doing. Go ahead, Ty. What was the next bit?
I don't know anymore. Election results show that pro-independence parties in Spain's Catalonia region have won an absolute majority in regional elections. With nearly 100% of the votes counted, the main separatist alliance and a smaller party won 27 seats in a 135-seat regional parliament. They said earlier a majority would allow them to declare independence from Spain unilaterally within 18 months. And the central government in Madrid has pledged to block such moves in court. Opinion polls suggest a majority of Catalans favor a referendum on independence, but they're evenly divided over whether they want to secede.
God shrugged his shoulders and spat on the ground.
And finally, German police say a woman who disappeared in 1984, sparking a murder hunt, has been found alive and well and living in Dusseldorf. Petra Patzika, then 24, was declared dead 5 years after she went missing from her student accommodation, and a man convicted of murdering a teenager who went missing nearby confessed to killing the young woman also. But Police were investigating a robbery just recently, and they came across a tenant, a 55-year-old woman who had no ID. And it turns out it was her who had been living under a false identity and gave them her real name. Police say the officially dead woman's elderly mother and brother were, quote, absolutely shocked, I would say so, when they heard she was alive. And the family want to have contact, but Miss Padzica does not wish to see them, and she hasn't said yet why she disappeared 31 years ago.
This is a story completely like, she must be totally brain dead, this woman. How can you live for 31 years?
And then give your real name.
And then she says that she was, she just didn't want to be, I'm absolutely flabbergasted. The family is shocked to find that she's alive. Somebody said, oh, I killed her. This is an insane German story.
It is really crazy. And why after 31 years, after living living hidden, would you give your real name? She had a false identity for 30 years.
Yeah.
It just slipped her mind, what she'd been doing.
She's just ready now.
I think she wanted to come out.
She's like a cicada. She waited 31 years. And now she's blossoming. Good luck to her. We'll ask Fluleborg later.
Yeah, Fluleborg.
Because he's German. We'll find out what's going on.
Here's a great finish the headline story. Ready? Oh. A congressman stole the Pope's what?
Okay, finish the headline.
Actually, I know the answer to this.
Did you catch this?
It's a glass, wasn't it? A congressman. What was his name, the guy?
All right, so Bob Brady, he's a Democrat from Pennsylvania, happens to be Catholic. After Pope Francis spoke to the Congress on Thursday, he noticed the Pope had left his water glass on the podium. So Bob Brady went up there and took it back to his office, took a drink of it, let his staff members take a drink of it, and then bottled the Pope's drinking water to bless his grandchildren with later.
That's what they're into, though. It's a very Catholic thing, isn't it? He's got a holy grail now, this guy. He's created an icon.
Right.
It's the thing.
But if you're going to take the Pope's water, are you really going to brag to the world about it? It's now a national news story.
Well, you don't have to have a very high IQ to be a congressman in this country, let's face it.
That story flabbergasts me. I feel like the Pope's never going to come back to America if we keep behaving like this.
He didn't want to come in the first place, and now he's been... Can you imagine? He's probably just muttering on the way home to God. God's like, you know, doing what God does, weeping.
I can't anymore. Daily Scramble Live, KX93.5. Good morning. Yeah.
It's so satisfying, that jingle, isn't it? It's lovely.
It really is. It gets stuck in my head all day.
Yeah.
Good morning, Jason Fetty.
Good morning, mate. What's going on in your world?
Well, this weekend was a sigh of relief and excitement, and I'm glad it's finally done, our KX Fest on Saturday.
I know. There was a big build-up for us, and it was a lot of tension around, a lot of hard work going on. And yet, the night itself, well, go on, tell me. What do you think?
No, it went really well. It was a healthy number of people, mm-hmm. and it was a new group of people that wouldn't have otherwise been aware of our radio station.
That's right. A lot of young people from around Orange County.
Yeah.
Mostly, because to get people out of town appears to be a very difficult thing to do. However, it was the room was full of people. The bands were un-freaking believable. I'm telling you. I was really blown away. As a person of I don't know.
Some musical color. Talent.
As a person of color,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I thought that the bands were great.
Yeah, no, they really, really were. And most importantly to me, they were appreciative. We kept thanking them for playing our show.
I know, and
they were like, thank you for having us. And that means a lot to us because that's why we do it. I mean, we do it for the audience, but we also do it for the musicians who are struggling and want to make it and need gigs. And, you know, we have a unique platform to support music in Orange County unlike anybody else, and we did that on Saturday.
Feels like what we do, doesn't it? We didn't set out to be, I mean, certainly I didn't join KX93.5 to become a concert promoter, but it's kind of what we do.
It is kind of what we do. And, you know, it has its ups and downs. It's concert promoting is not for everyone.
No, it's a dangerous
business. It's a lot of work for a few hours out of the year that actually it happens. And it's a lot of risk, ton of risk.
Well, I think we did all right, and the bands loved it, the people loved it. We reached a bunch of, as Tyler says, people that would not normally know anything about the radio station.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of people came up to me and were like, well, what is this? This is amazing. You know, they just don't know.
Right.
So now they know. So our work was well done.
Yeah, because people got there in whatever way they got there. You know, they were guests, or they received free tickets, or they won tickets, or they were with the band, or whatever. We had people who bought them, obviously, but there were a lot of people who had no idea what we were doing.
A lot of walk-ups as well, yeah. You know, because it's the House of Blues in downtown Disney. People have been there at Disneyland for the day, and then they wander up to the House of Blues, you know, get something to eat across the street, and now what are we going to do? Oh, there's a show on at the House of Blues, what is it? And, yeah, it was... We reached people that we would normally never be able to reach, so it was great.
And I think we were both equally blown away by the Diamond Light.
They were the band of the night for me.
They really killed it.
Everybody was great. I wouldn't want to really say it, but the Diamond Light, man. It's often the case, isn't it, the opening act.
Yeah.
They
got a lot to prove, right?
Kind of, and they were so humble and nice and like asking me questions about, we don't know what to do next. And I don't know, I'm not a band manager. But when they got on that stage, they owned it, man. They were great.
Well, I think you gave them good advice, which is good advice to any band. Just do you. Don't link up with a producer who wants to change everything about you. Don't start adding synthesizers to your music if you're a rock band. You know, don't try to give in to today's musical norms, which we talk about all the time.
Yeah.
Just do you, and success will find you, I think.
These guys are a three-piece, so drums, bass, and the guitar... Guitarist sings, Griffin, the singer, plays guitar. So it's kind of a Led Zeppelin meets the White Stripes thing, but just really well done, and they've been playing together forever. It seems to be totally natural to them. And I was thinking, God, the next thing's going to be they're going to wander into a record label, and they're going to want to put synthesizers all over everything.
Yeah.
You know, which I think would be a mistake.
Very typical today, yeah. Well, thank you for those who did attend KX Fest, and... We will have more concerts, more fundraisers, more things for you to help benefit our radio station with. We're very appreciative if you did make it, especially to the bands and new fans that we made on Saturday.
Yeah. Keep posted. Be a member. Be a parent. Get online. What's that thing we do? You can do a thing, and you can go to KX93.5 on Facebook, and you can subscribe to our events. That's a clever thing to do.
That's what you want people to get out of this.
Yeah, then you'll know about things.
Oh, I see. Daily Scramble Live, here's Foles. I see a mountain
in my gaze. Here's the sorbet of the day.
Good morning. It's KX93.5, and welcome to the Daily Scramble Live. And each morning, we do this. If you, like me, wake up flustered and obsessing, here's a quick cerebral sorbet. It's a cleanser. For your mental palate. I need a cleanser for my actual palate this morning. Good morning. All right, we're going to mellow out and just sit for a second and just be together as I deliver your sorbet of the day. And here it is. There is a disclaimer on the Allstate auto insurance commercials that says, not available in all states. Allstate. It's not available in all states. And that's your sorbet of the day.
Is that it? Is that it today? Did you write that one?
No.
Oh, you didn't write that one. You wrote one last week that I loved.
Yeah.
Do you want me to... Should I just end it now?
You can do. That's it. It's supposed to just cleanse your palate, your mental palate. Nothing more to say. Just be with it.
That was the sorbet of the day.
Daily Scramble Live, where the sunny side is always up.
Daily Scramble Live. I'm Tyler Russell.
And I'm Jason.
Yep. And,
well,
this is our new show. Organized tomfoolery, games, interviews, news, your scramble in the morning.
Yeah, did you say music too? Because that was cool, that Cranberry song.
It was cool, 1994.
Oh, I like it a lot.
I have a question for you as a musician.
Mm-hmm.
When you play, and you did it this weekend, you played a couple like house gigs, private gigs.
Yeah.
When you play weddings, those sorts of things, do you do the typical, everyone needs to hear these wedding songs?
With me, it's more a case of what do you not play at a wedding?
Mm-hmm.
You want to be careful at a wedding, the kind of songs that you play. You don't want to play, like, Who's Sorry Now? You know what I mean? You don't want to play. It's got to be upbeat at a wedding. This is the most happiest, most important day of their lives.
But do you play, like, the classic wedding dance hits?
Well, no, I play an acoustic guitar, Tyler. I can't play I Will Survive very well. It's not going to really happen unless I do the cake version. Remember that? That was cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I feel like everywhere I go right now, I'm hearing over and over again, LMFAO's Party Rock Anthem.
Yeah, yeah, well, I can't play that on acoustic guitar.
Yes, you could. Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Great song.
Celebrate Good Times.
You know what I mean? Very interesting.
Like, I everywhere I go, and I went to two weddings a couple weekends ago,
yeah,
and both Saturday and Sunday, and I heard the same songs at both weddings, and I'm just questioning whether we've regressed to such a point as a society where we have, like, these are necessary evils at weddings.
Evils?
I
wouldn't go that far.
I can't do it anymore.
No, I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
You're at a sort of age where people are getting married a lot, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mid-20s.
Oh, man. Every weekend.
Yeah.
Every weekend.
And here's the thing. When I first arrived in the United States, a long time ago. Thanks. You found it. Nice one. I started doing weddings. I played at coffee shops. Then people said, oh, come and play at my wedding, you know. I said, oh, great. And I did one wedding in this wedding facility, and they do a thing where they pour sand into each other, into a glass, and then they say certain things. And it was kind of, I'm used to big Jewish weddings where there's a lot of herring and vodka. And people go to jail.
That,
you know,
sounds awesome.
Right. So, but this is very staid, and it was over in 45 minutes. I mean, a wedding, some of these weddings are over, boom, real quick.
Yeah.
And so, okay. And then I did another one the next week, and it was every wedding is the same.
They're the same.
Why do you need a wedding planner? You know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. The cake looks the same.
Exactly.
The linens are always light blue. Right?
And, you know, when you watch the bride, that's nothing to do with smush the cake into each other's face.
They're going
to
do that.
That thing. The first time I saw it, I went, oh, that's mildly amusing, isn't it?
What about the 25th time?
Oh, and then you start going, God, I just want to smush that cake into your face myself.
Do we just not have enough creativity as humans to deviate our weddings?
Get the minister and sit on a chest and smush cake into a stupid face. I don't mean that. I'm just being silly. But no, I don't know. Weddings. The thing about it is, for a musician, is this is the one big day of their lives. The couple.
But do you think they went up to the DJ or the musician and said, please, will you please play, pray to God, play Respect. I really want to hear R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I want to hear it so bad. And after that, could you follow it up with a roaring rendition of YMCA? Please, I want to hear it. Do you think,
Tyler,
they do that?
This is my life. When I play at Hotel Laguna in the bar there are two wedding rooms, one on either side of that bar. And I'm sitting there playing whatever Beatles song I'm playing. And I get YMCA in one ear and I get Respect in the other ear. And you just have to live it. That's just part of my life. But honestly, the hardest thing of all is to look excited, from my point of view.
Mm.
It's their biggest. I did two gigs yesterday. On the second gig, how am I supposed to look like I'm excited about
this? It's your second gig of the day. It's a Sunday.
It's their one big day of their year.
But it's not about you. It's nothing to do with you.
So the big deal is to try and be excited.
I think that's a great attitude. But I'm questioning more wedding DJs who think that's what we want to hear. That's what the collective dance floor really wants to hear, LMFAO's Party Rock Anthem again.
You can make a request, Tyler. You know, you can just go over and say,
oh, they will never play it.
No.
They will never play it.
Play something by Radiohead, man. You don't want to be that guy. It's a wedding.
Could you put on the Smiths?
Right.
I mean, you're right. Some part of me understands that. But the rest of me just wants a little bit of creativity.
I get it. But you know what? I've just discovered I've had to lighten up over the years and whatever.
The reason I thought about it is because I was playing golf at the ranch the other day, where I play golf a couple times a week these days. And the cover artist, they have artists every Thursday for Thirsty Thursday. I was on the eighth hole and I was excited to come in and have a drink and have a kebab. And I'm hearing the cover artist, and she starts going into Ain't No Mountain High Enough. And you know, I'm like, I can't go up there anymore.
It is what most people want. And here's the deal for people that are, for musicians that are starting out, they're going to these weddings and it's the same thing every time. Yet what I do, here's what I do. My calendar says gig. Okay. So Tuesday, gig. And then it's got some information about the gig. And then I put why I'm going to the gig. What's the gig for?
Okay.
My concern about the gig. What is it? Well, it's not the cash, because they've already promised me the cash, mm-hmm. right? It's not me. It's not exposure at a wedding. Maybe it is. I mean, you get another wedding out of it. Maybe,
yeah, yeah.
But really, that's nonsense. So what is it? Well, my job is to entertain the crowd. And if they want brown-eyed girl, that's what they're going to
get.
I
just don't think they do.
Oh,
do they?
That's interesting.
I don't think we know what we want anymore. Musically, we've heard the same one dozen songs for 35 years, and we don't know what we want anymore.
Make a list. Make a new list, and I'll learn those songs.
And can we send it to everybody?
Sure.
Everybody.
We can make it a law. We'll send it to our congressman. We'll make it a legal stipulation.
I want to send it to every wedding DJ, every gigging musician. We need a new list.
It used to be No Stairway, didn't it? And now it's going to be No Celebrate.
Right.
That's such a party pooper.
Sorry. I've made up my mind. Let's finish the headline.
All right.
A school banned kids from blank to ensure physical and emotional safety.
Okay, finish the headline.
I want to say something that's completely not FCC approved.
Don't.
I'm not going to. What? So a school banned something.
Banned kids from what? To ensure physical and emotional safety.
Okay, finish the headline.
Is this something really over the top that's like...
Not really.
Really? Okay. Education.
Playing tag.
Oh, no, that is over the top.
Yeah,
that's
I guess.
Crazy.
A school district in Mercer Island banned kids from playing tag at recess. The quote is, students are expected to keep their hands to themselves. The rationale behind this is to ensure the physical and emotional safety of all students.
We're destroying an entire generation of people here with this kind of politically correct nonsense. We are. Can't play tag. Mum used to ride our bikes with no helmet, with our arms in the air, and a can of shared Coca-Cola in our back pocket, and a cigar blazing. Maybe not that, but, you know, crazy. They can't play tag. What are they supposed to do? Sit on their hands for the entire recess?
Well, a mom said precisely that. My son has been spending most of his recesses wandering around with his friends talking about video games, which is the last thing I want.
Of course.
Doing nothing. Yeah.
Video games.
Jerry Seinfeld went off last month on political correctness, right? And Louis C.K. followed suit. Mm-hmm. And I interviewed, who did I interview? Louis Armstrong. And he said...
Louis Armstrong?
No, I don't mean...
I see Jesus. He's been dead for years.
You
That's
know what I meant,
interview.
Right? You know what I meant.
No,
Louis Anderson.
And what do you call it?
Louis Anderson.
Mind of Mencia, that guy.
Carlos Mencia.
They all, another one.
All they comedians,
all yeah.
Not including Louis Armstrong. Not including, what is he, Satchmo, right?
And I think to myself.
I didn't mean Louis Armstrong.
No,
all the comedians have something to say about this these days.
No doubt.
They can't make jokes anymore that don't offend people. Right. And it is sad. Neither can Jason Fenton.
I'm always accused of it, you know, and my jokes are so mild. It's pathetic.
Yeah.
And really, we do need to lighten up a little bit. I don't know.
Well, certainly kids should be allowed to play tag.
They really should. You know what? You can tell me to shut up all day long. That's fine. But kids should be allowed to play tag. It's healthy.
Agreed. That's your news this morning. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. A band here called Painted Palms were KX93.5's Daily Scramble Live. And Flula Borg, German comedian.
Flula Borg!
Will be on the show later.
Here's your morning surf report with Eco Warrior James Pribram on KX93.5.
KX93.5 features on the airwaves Eco Warrior, sculpted hair, James Pribram.
I thought that was applause. Kind of a weak intro at first until you got to the sculpted hair.
Well, you're a good-looking fella. People should know that. It's difficult on the radio, man.
Yeah, we have to describe that.
That's pretty good. Your hair's better, though. Better.
Not lately. I was told this weekend that I really need a haircut.
Wow.
Yeah.
Female or male for that?
Girlfriend's mom.
Girlfriend's mom.
Told me I really need a haircut.
Wow. So she doesn't really like you, huh?
Oh, my God. Are you guys really talking about your hairdos? I can't believe it.
Oh, and the Brits calling us dudes?
No, he said our hairdos. Yeah. Our hairdos.
No, your hairdos.
No, but the Brits is a dude, I'm pretty sure.
Did I say dude?
I thought you said dude.
Maybe I did. Maybe I dude. Maybe I dude.
It is a Monday. The good news is we're looking at another beautiful day. High today, 81. Low tonight, 65. Unfortunately, the surf is flat. Yes, I'm going with flat. High tide this morning, 9:33 a.m., 6.17. Low tide this afternoon, 3:54 p.m., a minus 0.33. And, like I said, it's pretty flat out there, Tyler. I know you're going to be upset that there are no waves, and looking ahead, it's looking pretty flat this week.
That's when I go surfing, though. That's the best conditions for me.
Yeah, it's looking flat. What's good news? Water is beautiful. I mean, it was incredible yesterday. At least 75 degrees. Water temps are going to change all week. We've got some light west wind today. Maybe 5 to 7 miles per hour west wind. And, more beautiful weather, but unfortunately, it's looking pretty darn flat all week. But unfortunately, we lost a very good kid this week in Laguna Beach, Hunter Sport. Unfortunately, he took his life, and the surfing community and the community at large, for that matter, in Laguna, is missing a young man who unfortunately took his life Saturday night, and want to send our prayers and well wishes to his family and his friends. Yeah.
Well said, J-Mo.
It's a sad day, and I don't think, I knew him very well, and we had great conversations about life and choices, and, on a personal note, I wish that I had known he was hurting that much, and I'm sure the rest of the community does as well. So, tough day.
Well, thanks, buddy. I'm glad you got a chance to talk about that, and I'm sure you'll have more conversations about that on your show. Sold out, and we're sorry for yours and the community's loss.
Yeah, cross your finger for more waves, but good news is we got beautiful weather still here in the Spawn Laguna, so enjoy that day and get out there and, have some fun.
Thanks, buddy. Surf Report's brought to you by XS Energy and Skydive Elsinore. James Pribram, make sure you wax your hair today.
Oh, that was good. There's a design fault in this whole thing. You do know that, don't you, Tyler?
What thing?
Well, this whole thing. We're in here from like 7 till now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then people start arriving to work. Steph starts arriving.
Right.
And people. Now, there's nowhere to fart in this entire building. At this point, I've got to go outside. I'm really sorry about the fart time.
It's okay.
It just dropped out, and there's nothing I can do about it. I can't go out there.
We've got a window.
There's people there.
I put my head out there. I looked at the waves. Everything's fine. Everything's cool.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Let's talk about your coffee.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about this. So, Steph, our assistant. I like saying that. My assistant, Steph.
Yes.
Brought us some coffee. Mm-hmm. And I've been wanting to try the cinnamon toast latte. Is that what it's called?
It's called the toasted. Graham TGL, she says.
So what she just told me it was called, I completely butchered.
Toasted Graham latte. Yeah.
I've been wanting to try it since we talked about it on the show last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it,
yeah.
But there's not as much cinnamon punch, Graham punch, as I thought there would be.
Mm. Well, what you're saying is that a coffee from Starbucks has let you down slightly. Well, welcome to my world, pal. Yeah, no, it's not the best. I don't know. I'm a purist, as you know. I like to. You got that. What did I get? Double espresso. Boom. Mm-hmm. Boom. Boom. Come on.
You know what I really like, though?
Well,
the cup. It's really, really folly.
Oh, it's got leaves.
It's got a squash on it. It's got a pine cone.
Yeah.
It's got a fire. It's
not,
beautiful.
Not mine. She said a funny thing, though, Steph, your assistant.
My assistant, Steph.
She sent me a text saying, what kind of coffee do you want? And I said, double espresso, please. And she wrote back, no, I said, large espresso, please. And she wrote back, large? What is that? Do you mean venti?
That's Starbucks for you.
Yep.
So you got the new Graham Mocha Latte. Whatever it is, you have to say it right when you order
you do,
it or,
and this
you,
isn't
or you won't get
this
it.
This isn't a large or a venti
no, it's
espresso.
Very small.
It's a doppio or I can't say any of these words.
Dupatapio. What'd she say it was?
I don't know. Tapio.
It's a tapatio.
Tupaduba. I can't say any of these words with an English accent.
Can I get a Cholula latte?
Latte. I can't even say that. Sounds ridiculous.
Hey, let's do this thing.
Here's the sorbet of the day.
Yep. Actually, when I dropped that fart, I should have said, there's your sorbet of the day right there, pal. Okay. If you, like me, wake up flustered and obsessing, here's a quick cerebral sorbet. It's a cleanser for your mental palate. It's soap for your cerebellum. Okay, here it is. Just take a moment. Relax. Allow the thoughts to just go by like a train or something going by you. Okay, here it is.
Eloquent.
I know. I should do a yoga class. You know? All right. There is a disclaimer on the Allstate Auto Insurance commercials. And it says thus, not available in all states. All states. It's not available in all states.
That was the sorbet of the day.
I spoiled it by laughing, but it is funny to say.
Coming up, Flula Borg is on the show.
Flula
Jason,
Borg.
Once more.
Flula Borg.
All right, KX93.5 is very happy to welcome to the show now, right on time, comedian, actor, DJ at the Irvine Improv this Wednesday. Good morning, Flula Borg.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're very good.
We're doing well. Hi, Flula. I'm Jason. Very German of you to be perfectly on time.
Listen, if you're not late, you're tardy, or early. If you're not early, you smell bad, or something like that.
I smell a bit tardy myself this morning, I have to be honest.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Right and left guard for your pits.
Flula, we're very happy to have you. You're a YouTube sensation. You've been in lots of movies and TV shows by now. You're still doing your thing. You're still doing you, and you haven't changed, right?
You know, never in 1,000 years would I change unless you told me to do it, which I will do immediately. Should I change?
No,
don't change. Because we've only prepared for this one Flula Borg. We haven't prepared for a different one.
Okay, not so Shmula Borg, you should interview tomorrow. Perfect.
Perfect. We'll make a date with your agent.
I love it. Yes, my people should call your humans.
So tomorrow Wednesday at the Improv, you're doing a stand-up show. What can people expect? Is it at all like your YouTube channel or like your appearances on TV and movies? What's a stand-up Flula show like?
I don't understand comedy or performance or like speaking and things like this. So I am also confused and amazed by what may occur. I know for sure I shall attend. I hope other humans will attend as well. I will stand and speak, perhaps sing and dance, and also look at the humans that are looking at me.
Wow. What do you think when you look at humans?
I think, hey, you know, it's crazy. Like, we have two eyes and a nose, and so do lizards as well.
Yeah.
And also birds.
Right.
And, like, dinosaurs.
Do you think
crazy.
I know, it is crazy. Do you think we might be related in some way? I don't know. We should look into this.
I believe someone should maybe have a theory or something about why all of this is. Like, we look like cousins. I look like the cousin of my own poodle. I find that very strange.
Right, right. But I'm going to leave that completely, because I'm not a scientist, obviously. I don't even play one on TV, nothing. I'm not a scientist guy at all, but so I would leave it to them. Me, I have just a theory that we're all just made of banana, and the whole thing rests on the back of an elephant.
Listen, potassium is important, so I agree with you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Of course. course. I'm so excited.
So, Flula, people have seen you in all sorts of videos. Maybe Jennifer is a party pooper, or any of your press junket interviews with tons of celebrities. How do you get in touch with these people? How do you find them? How do you end up interviewing such big stars on your YouTube channel?
You know, I have a cousin who is like a burglar, like he likes to steal things. And his advice always was, look like you actually know that what you're doing is totally normal and correct. And so he has stolen many cars like this. And so I think this is how I have attended some press junkets and also other things without being fired first. You can get fired later, but first you should not get fired. You should just attend and pretend.
Right, but it takes some cojones to do it, mate. I mean, it's quite amazing what you do just to speak to people. Do you get nervous?
I don't really own, like, I don't bring any cojones or anything else Spanish with me. Mostly it's just German items. I have a German recorder and also a hat. And when I wear the hat and a fanny pack, I feel like a Superman or a Superwoman, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy Schumer, Bill Hader, Will Ferrell, Steve Carell, those are some of the people that you've interviewed. Do you have a favorite? Did anybody really click with you?
You know, I like to just click with anything. I can click with a coffee table. I can click with a man. I can click with the sky. But I also, to answer your question in a way, a little bit, I did one time click with my cousin Rudy. Like, we were looking to each other.
Is that legal? I'm not sure if that's actually legal.
To click with your hoodies?
If it's a second cousin, I think you're all right.
Oh, no, he was, I mean, if I'm ranking cousins, he's my first cousin.
Right. Like,
Thomas is my second cousin, but he's like really, he won't shut up. And he lives in Portugal, so who cares?
So, Flula, you're in L.A. now. Obviously, you're from Germany, and you got deported when your career first started. Is America being nicer to you now?
Everyone is more friendly when you have a sassy techno beat to play for them. Even people from the DEA or, you know, any other agency, everyone loves techno.
So that's the universal language?
I believe it is. It's not sign language or love. I think it's actually a hardcore beat in 4/4 time at 120 BPM.
This is very solid advice for people.
I hope so. I hope all the humans are listening, perhaps also other species. You are welcome. Welcome to this frequency.
Flula Borg on the phone. You can catch him Wednesday at the Irvine Improv. Tickets are still online, irvine.improv.com. Are there any upcoming films or TV shows or projects that you can tell us about? What's next, Flula?
I did, when I was a student in grade 8, make a film, and I just found it some months ago. I'm going to submit it to all of the festivals, and I hope it wins all of the Oscars as well as the Grammys. In addition, I have one scene in an Alvin and the Chipmunks movie coming up very soon, so don't miss it.
That's exciting. Yep.
That one's real. Yeah. Believe that one's actually real, I think.
Who knows what's real? I'm so confused.
No, you're absolutely right. But your voice is disembodied, but I'm in love with it now. And your mind is fabulous, Lula. So thank you for that.
I shall tape all of these together and then also introduce you to my body at some point.
Flula, we'd love to play a brief radio game with you. Are you down to do that?
I love it. I don't have any radios next to me. Do I need to have one with me?
No, you don't need to have a radio.
Of course. Let's play.
Here's how it works. It's called BS Hot Potato, and we name a topic, and then you have to speak for a minute on that topic without hesitating or repeating yourself or deviating from the subject.
Oh, I love this.
Okay, and then Jason's going to play along with you.
Yeah, I'll play along. And if you hesitate or deviate or repeat anything, I'll stop. I'll challenge you, and then I get to do it, and then you challenge me. All right?
So this will take about 4 hours. Are you ready?
Yeah, that's exactly right. A couple of days.
I hope you have enough time in your press morning.
I do.
Okay, so here we go. I'm going to give you the first topic, Flula, and you will speak for a minute without hesitating, deviating, or repeating. The first topic is unicorns.
Oh, man. So, you know, like in many, many centuries ago, there was an old man and a park ranger, and they were having a nice game of solitaire in the campground. And they were looking to each other, and they were like, hey, what is the most cool animal of the world? And the ranger was like, listen, Tony, I know
you
what
repeat,
it is.
You repeat the word ranger, but this is so beautiful, this story. I think we should collaborate. Maybe
Peter, what? I'm telling a story.
I know. But that's the game.
I said za 8 times as well. That should have disqualified me minutes ago.
Well, that's part of... You can say those little Anglo-Saxon words, if you will. But you can't say
I'm going
ranger.
To stop you there. I have to stop you there. You just said words.
I did say words.
And
I
did.
He makes up the rules as he goes.
I deviated from the rules of the game, which I made up just now.
Oh, wonderful. I love this. You're like a wizard.
All right, Flula, you can continue. You're at 18 seconds. Will you continue your story about unicorns?
Of course.
All right, go.
I'm only repeating names so people don't forget. So we're with the ranger and Tony, and Tony is here. He's recent unemployed. He was working with his secretary and also with Secretariat, the old horse from racing. And they were speaking with the ranger, and the ranger was like, listen, Tony, you have no job, you have no life. You should maybe do something dope to make lots of dollars and euros. And Tony was like, listen, slow down, ranger. It's only 1997. Euros have not existed yet. And the ranger was like, you're so right. Let's just make dollars. Hey, look, I found a ski pole. And then Tony was like, wonderful. May I take this to your head, secretary? The horse did look very confused because he does not speak English, of course. He's a horse, of course. You know what I mean? So he's looking at Tony, and Tony's like, listen, if you don't want the ski pole on your forehead, secretary, just make a strange blubber noise. Like... Secretary did look into the eyes of Tony, and Ranger did look into the eyes of Tony. And Tony was freaked out because everyone is looking into the eyes of Tony. Like, listen, guys, stop it. We're trying to invent a new animal here. And so Secretary starts to make a nice little dancing flippy-flop of the hoops. And then Tony was like, excellent. That is a yes. I tape the pole to your head, and look what we have found. It is a ski pole horse.
Nicely done, man.
Good job.
You must have gone 2 minutes.
Yeah,
there,
you spoke for a minute and 45 seconds about Tony the Ranger and the Unicorn.
And you did the whole thing, and it was the evolution. Like, that's the whole... You told the story of the universe right there.
Yes. Suck it, Stephen Hawking.
Right.
I think we should just let Flula win the game.
Oh,
right?
Totally, man. Yeah. I am beat.
Oh, man, I'm so honored. Even if you have invented the rules, I still won. You are truly a great and kind wizard.
Yeah, you're now the champion of American radio games, Flula. Well done.
Thank you very much. Please send to me all of the awards.
Again, Flula Borg, this Wednesday, Irvine Improv, irvine.improv.com. Any last words you want to say to your Orange County fans, Flula?
Hey, home dudes and ladies, how are you? I hope great. Drop that Pop-Tart and see you Wednesday.
You're the best, Flula. We'll talk to you later, okay?
Thank you, man.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good morning.
Bye.
Bye-bye.